6 runs. 2 singles and a 4.
A 4?
Yeah. Not quite the stuff legends are made of, but not bad for a 70-year-old with a false hip.
Well, good for Dad. I'm sorry I missed it.
Go on. Go on. Well, let's just say Dad's innings was the highlight of an otherwise typically dismal performance.
But you won, didn't you?
Only just. Whoa, it's far enough.
Well, all the same.
Against Leighton Cross. Not the greatest achievement. We beat them easily enough last year.
Oh.
And now look at us, wheeling out our pensioners just to make up a team.
Where is Dad, anyway?
Oh, he's on his way down. He's going to help me sort these out.
Right.
Oh, I don't like those teeth. Sorry, old girl. You're first on the list.
Why are those sheep in there?
Ah, well, Daniel, we're going to sort out all the old sheep and the ones that aren't very well.
Why?
Well, you see, when the sheep get too old, or if their teeth wear down so they can't eat properly, well...
I could eat them.
Eat them? No! No, we just sell them to another farm.
Oh, look who's here.
Hello, Pet. Hello, Pet.
And Josh.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine. Do you see Dad on your way down?
He said he'd be down in a minute. Hello, Shula.
Hi.
Don't swing on the gate, Pip. Pip!
Save your breath.
We used to do exactly the same.
Yeah, that gate's never been the same since you played ponies on it.
Me?
David, your mum can't have the kids. She's got some B&B guests coming.
Oh, well, I'm going to be busy here with Dad.
Is there a problem? Well...
Yeah, Ruth's going out. She can't take the kids.
I'd rather not.
Well, that's all right. I'll look after them.
Well, if you're sure.
Yes, of course. I'm not doing anything else.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
There, Josh. You go with Auntie Shula.
Okay, who's next?
I'll pick them up from your place, shall I?
Yes, fine.
Right, you'll do.
Are you going anywhere special?
Well, not really. I'm going up to see Usha.
Oh.
She wasn't looking too good the other day. Thought she might need some company.
Right.
See you then.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Ah, there.
Oh, why did I ask?
Oh, why not?
Oh, you know how Ruth feels about me anyway.
Don't worry too much about Ruth. She's getting used to it.
Really?
Yep, you've talked it through with her and she's big enough to understand how these things happen.
I hope so.
Take it from me.
Doesn't stop me hating myself, though.
Come on, Shula, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Oh, not quite on this scale, David.
Well, life goes on anyway. And there's still Alistair. Isn't there?
I went to see him last week. He didn't really want to know me.
What? You mean he wouldn't even talk to you? Or...
He just about threw me out. And it's quite clear he doesn't want me around. He's hurt. And he's angry. And why should he want me back after the way I've treated him?
All right, so he's hurt. I can understand that. It doesn't mean that it's all over, though, does it?
David, he said, I've cheated on him once. How can he ever trust me again?
Well, so maybe you've got to try and win his trust back again.
No. I've really blown it. I've lost half my friends, upset my family. Now I've lost Alistair.
Even my family's turning against me. I've had your mother bending my ear about it.
Hmm?
Peggy, complaining about the lorries going through the village.
Lorries?
The ones taking rubble down to Grange Farm.
Oh.
As if I hadn't more important things to worry about.
Well, it is a bit of a mess, Brian. Have you seen what they're doing?
Oh, don't you start.
Well, it's not proper roadstone. It's, well, some kind of builder's rubble, old bits of concrete.
Well, I wish people wouldn't bother me about it.
Shh, you wake the baby.
Well, I give the village 5 acres for this wood. Get a nice article in the paper about it. Fat lot of good that did.
It's nothing to do with the wood.
Now they're all after me again. I don't know why I bother.
How about the Aldrich Millennium Wood? That sounds rather good, doesn't it?
It certainly does. But of course, I mean, you can call it what you like, darling.
Well, it's got to be called something. It's just I'm preparing my speech for the meeting tomorrow.
You're going to make a speech?
Well, yes. And it's going to be quite a job raising the funds. And I'm busy enough as it is. I've got the fishing competition tomorrow.
Is she still asleep?
Yes, not a peep from her.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
You can leave her here a bit longer if you like.
No, I've got some mates calling round. I want to show her off.
Oh, anyone we know?
No, just friends.
You're right.
Well, I'd better get down to the yard. Make sure everything's going smoothly. Unless the combine's packed up again.
All right, darling.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, darling.
Do you want to lift back down to the cottage?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just take her in the buggy.
Okay. Before you go...
What?
Well, I know how you feel about the blood test, and I know you think Roy's being unfair.
Yeah, well, not much else to say, is there?
Well, Kate, the court hearing isn't till Friday. There's still time to sort things out between you without all these lawyers and court hearings.
Look, Mum, just forget it. I don't care who the father is. Roy's got no rights over my child.
But he doesn't mean her any harm. He's terribly fond of her, and he really does care
how
about her.
How can he possibly say that? He doesn't care about her at all. It's me he's getting at. He wants to punish me. It's all just a big power game.
No, you're wrong. That's not fair at all.
Oh, Mum, you don't know him. You know nothing about it.
Yes, I do. You should have seen his face when he...
What? When what, Mum?
Well, he just came into the shop, and it was only for a minute.
No, what do you mean? What happened?
Well, he just... Well, he held her. That's all.
Held her? You let Roy hold a baby?
Yes, why not?
Mum!
Look, only for a minute, and I was there all the time.
No, you'd no right to let him touch my baby.
But Kate!
Right, I'm taking her home now.
Look, for goodness sake, Kate!
Mum, I'm furious with you. He could have run off with her, anything!
The place looks so much better, don't you think? Emptier.
It feels so much brighter and tidier and less cluttered. I'd forgotten just how much junk Richard brought with him. Now it's gone, I feel as if I've got room to breathe again.
Well, it all looks very cosy to me.
Oh, thanks. Though I'm afraid the catering hasn't improved. Homemade cakes from a packet.
And tea and gigs, very civilised.
Well, just because I'm on my own doesn't mean to say I have to slum it.
Of course not.
You're right, though. Sometimes the house does feel very empty. And when I sit here at night and hear nothing but the wind in the trees...
Get on the phone and have a chat.
No, I don't mind being alone, really. And I've got plenty to keep me busy.
Oh, yeah. How's the revision going?
Well, still going. There, help yourself to my good stuff.
Thanks. So, you're keeping yourself together then?
Well, I still feel angry, bitter, humiliated, all that kind of thing.
So you should.
Well, mostly just kind of... Well, sad, I suppose. Really let down and, swindled.
Cheated on.
Oh, no, it's not just the other woman thing. Mm. It's all the other things. We'd shared a house, gone shopping together, had people to dinner, argued with my relations, like normal couples do, and suddenly I find it was all... nothing. Just make-believe.
I don't know if you realise, but whatever there was between Shula and Richard, it's definitely over.
Really? I can't say I'm that interested.
Look, I should have said this before. I'm really sorry for what she's done. And I'm sorry it had to be one of my family.
Oh, please, Ruth, it's not for you to apologise.
I just hope it's not going to affect you and me.
No, of course not. Why should it? I mean, it's not as if I've got so many friends that I can afford to lose them.
Is that a compliment?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
So here I am, left alone in this lovely cottage. I'll probably end up as the strange old woman who lives up on the hill.
So you're not in a hurry to move out?
No.
Well, you know, it sounds as if Richard's definitely going to Manchester.
Really? Well, as far as I'm concerned, the further the better.
That sounds very final.
I made the mistake of letting him into my life once. I shan't let it happen again.
Whoa, fine, that'll do.
Your grain store's filling up nicely.
Oh, hello, Shula. Yeah, finishing off the barley. I'm hoping this week should see the back of it.
No more problems.
Well, we'll see. I've just got a sample to go through the moisture meter.
I thought I'd better warn you. Hmm? You're on Linda Snell's hit list again.
Oh, what am I supposed to have done this time?
Oh, it's not actually you, it's the Grundys.
Oh, the lorries.
And the mess she says they're making down at Grange Farm. She's written to the parish council about it.
Well, she'd just have to join the queue.
So she's not the first complaint you've had?
Far from it. As far as I can tell, they're just doing up one of their farm tracks.
I wonder who's paying for it.
They're probably getting it cheap from some builder somewhere. I'm not sure there's any way I can stop it.
Linda may not see it that way.
Hi, Shula. Have you got it?
Yes, yes, it's here.
Oh, video?
It's the one Elizabeth took from the balloon.
Oh, right.
There's quite a lot of Home Farm. She thought you'd be interested.
You've seen it?
Well, some. Everything looks very different from up there. It's fascinating.
Oh, it must be.
There's no privacy these days. Spy satellites, people on balloons.
Well, now you mention it.
So you spotted my 10 acres of opium?
There is something rather curious. There's a small patch of bare land right in the middle of your barley stubble. Looks as if it's been specially cultivated.
Yeah, I wondered if anyone had noticed.
What is it?
Well, I'm not making a lot of it, but a seed company are using it to test a new strain of rape.
Mm, what sort of strain?
Herbicide resistant. It's been genetically modified.
Oh, yes.
This is all strictly between ourselves, of course.
But doesn't the company have to put a notice in the press to say where they're growing it?
Yes, it went in the Echo a few weeks ago, and no one made a fuss about it, thank goodness. I can do without the Snell factor poking its nose in.
So when are they going to start drilling?
Pretty soon. Maybe next week, even.
The company says it's all perfectly natural and quite harmless.
But given all the nonsense that's been in the media recently...
Right, well, I shan't tell anyone.
Especially not Kate and her friends. They just wouldn't understand.
No, of course.
Anyway, it's very kind of you to bring the video.
You better thank Elizabeth.
And as soon as we've got time, we'll sit down and watch it together.
Yes, it's finding the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to stop. I spent all afternoon making notes for the Millennium Wood meeting, and now I'm going down to make sure everything's ready for the fishing competition.
Good Lord, what on earth?
Ah, visitors.
If they think they can park that van in my yard...
Oh, Brian, it's Kate's friends. Look, she's there with
them. Why has she brought them up here?
Hello, darling.
Hello, Kate.
Mum, I want that bag of nappies I left here.
Yes, of course. They're inside, but why?
I'm going away. I'll need them for baby.
Going? Going where?
To stay with some friends and show them the baby.
What friends?
Where are they?
Wales.
Wales?
Yeah, I think we're better out of here for a while.
But when will you be back?
Not sure. We'll stay a couple of days, maybe more.
Kate, the test results. They'll come on Tuesday.
Yeah, so?
Well, you need to be here then, surely.
I don't care about the test.
Don't care.
I'll find out when I get back, won't I?
You having ice cream for breakfast?
No, it's for later. For the kids.
Right. There you go anyway.
Thanks. How much do I owe you? I think it's about £2.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still kind of like getting back up to speed, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you pay Mum later, another time?
Okay, I won't forget.
She's having a bit of a lie-in this morning.
I bet she deserves it.
Yeah, it was a bit mean of me, really, to stay away so long. A bit inconsiderate, but...
I'm sure you'll make up for it.
Doing my best.
Anyway, look, I'm sorry to call in so early.
No, that's fine.
It's just that I'm working in the surgery all morning.
On a bank holiday?
Emergency appointments only, it's supposed to be.
Right. Shame about the doctor, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, is he definitely going, leaving the village?
That's what I've heard. Though I don't really know any more than you. I mean, he hasn't told us officially.
Tony, is Tommy up yet?
Yeah, I think he's out there already.
Anyway, I mustn't be late.
Hi, Susan.
Morning.
Morning. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Helen.
Hiya. Bright and early?
Yeah, got out of Brum before bank holiday rush, you know. Got to help Tommy move the arcs round.
Right.
Well, there's the extra gallon for the yoghurt.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll get off and join Tommy.
Hey, will you be seeing Roy later?
Maybe. Why?
Just wondered if you'd heard the news about Kate.
What news?
Well, apparently...
She's taking the baby to see some friends. Wales, I think.
Staying there for a couple of days.
But, isn't tomorrow when they get the results of the blood test?
Yeah, she and Jennifer had some kind of a row. Jennifer's in a real tiz about it.
Yeah, she must be. Well, I don't suppose Roy's going to be too happy about it either.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, thanks for telling me. I'll get down to the pigs.
See ya.
Yeah, maybe.
Mum's still in bed?
In the bath, I think.
Oh, right.
I notice how Tom's made sure he's out of the house before she comes down.
You think he's keeping out of her way?
His term starts on Wednesday, doesn't it? He's still not going back.
So you reckon he just can't face her?
No, and I expect he'll find plenty of jobs that keep him safely out of the way for the rest of the day.
Well, as long as he's keeping busy.
But he can't hide from Mum forever, can he?
Coffee, Richard.
Oh, great. Fantastic. No one out there we've forgotten about?
No, I've locked the doors.
Got off lightly then.
Well, who wants to waste their holiday being ill?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Let's hope they can all last out this afternoon as well.
Are you doing anything special?
No. I might stroll down the pub later.
How about you?
Oh, the fair's over at Ollerton. We're taking the kids along.
All right. Well, thanks for giving up your morning.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And don't feel you have to hang around. I'll take it from here.
Well, before I go, there is something I've been wanting to ask.
Oh, yeah?
Well, normally I don't pay attention to gossip, but I've heard so many rumours lately.
Why don't you sit down?
Thanks. I suppose I should have mentioned this before, but...
No, I can see it must be awkward for you. I presume these rumours are about me.
Yes, that you might be leaving, giving up the practice.
Right.
I know it all may just be gossip, but...
I'm sorry, I should have said something sooner.
So, is it true then?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Oh.
I'm going to join a practice in Manchester, a friend of mine. It seemed like a good opportunity.
I see.
Well, it's a great pity to be leaving, but it's time I was moving on.
So, when exactly are you going?
In a few weeks' time, probably. About the end of next month.
As soon as that?
I was about to tell you all officially, but you beat me to it.
I'm very sorry to hear it, of course.
I'm sorry to be going. Well, it's absolutely nothing to do with my practice here. I've got a great team, and you've all been very supportive. You especially.
Thanks.
Oh, I mean it. Those poor GPs depend on having someone reliable out there at the front desk.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
As for why I'm going... Well, you've heard the rumours.
Well, you don't know what to believe.
You know, me and Usha have gone our separate ways. That's no secret. Let's just say I've made a complete mess of my personal life.
I'm sorry.
It makes things very difficult in such a small community. Impossible, in fact.
Yes, I can understand that.
I've only myself to blame. I'll just have to bite the bullet and start again somewhere else.
So, what exactly is going to happen now?
Officially, I've got to give 3 months' notice, but I'm actually going to leave as soon as I can appoint a locum.
Have you got anybody in mind?
Yeah, Dr. Evans, our regular. I'm hoping he'll be able to do it.
So, will he take over the practice?
He'll look after it until the health authority appoint another GP.
So you can't choose yourself?
No, I can't appoint my own successor. The health authority will advertise for a new GP. But I'm hoping to sell the surgery to the new incumbent.
So, what's going to happen to me?
Yeah, well, as for your job as a receptionist, I know you must feel as though I've let you down.
No. I'm very grateful to you for giving me a chance.
I'm sure you'll go on to have a very successful career. Who knows if the new lad wants a surgery? I expect he'll want to keep you on too.
Okay, Dad. Whoa! We ought to swap over.
What?
I'll unload, you stack.
Eh?
I'll pass the bales up to you. Less strain on your back.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with my back.
Suit yourself. I was only offering.
Yeah, okay then. If you think you can manage it.
It's only straw, Dad.
Oh, fine. Work off some of that flab you put on in Ireland.
Why? Watch it.
Last load, anyway. Nice to have it all under cover.
Ready?
Yes, right. Let's have it.
Ugh, Tom's the one with the flab, not me.
He'll tell you it's all muscle.
I said he'd keep a low profile, didn't I?
Okay, you were right.
Well, if Tom's really going to chuck in a year's work on his A-levels for nothing...
No, it's his life. He's just not the academic type, is he?
Well, he's not that unintelligent.
No, I mean, I'm sure he could pass his exams if he wanted, but his heart's just not in it. All he wants to do is to farm.
But he could do that after his A-levels.
Yeah, well... Another year seems like a long time when you're Tommy's age.
And it suits you to have him around.
Well, it's not me I'm thinking of.
Oh, no?
No, honestly. And I don't want to see him start his working life without any qualifications.
Well, then.
I just don't think it's any good to keep pushing him. He's not going to change his mind.
Well, you could always try bribery.
Oh, yes.
His driving test's on Thursday.
Yeah, so?
Well, tell him if he goes back to college, he'll buy him a car.
Oh, yeah? Just pop out and buy him a brand new car.
Not a new one. Anything so long as it goes. Then we could both use it.
I see.
Why not?
Very convenient.
Only trying to help.
Yeah, well, apart from the cost, I don't suppose it would work. Once Tommy has made up his mind...
Okay, just a thought.
Anyway, I've told your mum. I don't think we should waste time arguing about whether he goes back to college. Instead, we ought to start thinking about the alternatives.
No, I don't know that one. No, got no idea about that one.
Come on, you're the vice captain. You ought to know the rules of the game.
Well, yeah, but some of these questions, Bert. What is the maximum span of a pair of bales?
Ooh, don't you know that?
Not down to the last millimetre.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, Richard.
Ah, now, let's see if Richard knows.
Here, look. Bert's done this quiz sheet for the, what is it, Bert?
The Millennium Wood Fund.
70 questions on the rules of cricket.
Blimey. Are there 70 rules?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Well, let's see.
See, point is, Bert, if I can't answer half of them, what about your average punter?
Oh, I don't think I'd get very far either.
Can't you think of an easier subject?
But I spent all weekend on that quiz sheet.
Roy's got a point, though. Have you tried it out on anyone else?
No, there was no one in the pool. That's why I come down here.
Who's in charge of this Millennium Wood?
Well, Mrs. Aldridge and the vicar, there's a meeting tonight.
You better show it to them, see what they think.
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea.
Cricket's a sore subject round here anyway. Best avoid it if you can.
Yeah, you scraped to win on Saturday.
Yeah, nearly went down in history as the team that got beaten by Leighton Cross.
Dad's Army, that's what they call them.
Yeah, and then with only 10 players, we should have been a walkover.
Yeah, if it weren't for Mr. Archer's 6 runs, we would have lost.
Well, I don't suppose you could have done much better with me on the team, if that's any consolation.
Well, I couldn't have done much worse.
No, I'm way off form. Wouldn't have done much for your morale either.
So, you're definitely not available for next Saturday?
Oh, sorry. Just haven't got the time, apart from anything else.
Ah, right.
And, I might as well tell you now.
Hi. Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Oh, hiya.
Hey.
Am I interrupting something?
Oh, no. Richard's got something to tell us.
Oh.
Yeah, I won't be around for much longer. I'm leaving Ambridge.
Oh.
So you're really going, are you?
Yeah, back to Manchester. I've played my last match for Ambridge.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't just mean the cricket.
Oh, I am sorry, I really am.
I'm sorry too, but there it is.
I mean, we've all heard the rumours, of course. Just hope they weren't true.
Now it's official.
And there's nothing we can do to change your mind?
No. I've already put the practice up for sale.
Oh, we are going to miss you.
I'll miss you too. Anyway, I'd better find Sean. Tell him I'm officially resigning from the team.
Yeah, OK then. And next one's on me, yeah?
Oh, right. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, well. I better get down to the meeting. Then we'll have to start thinking up some more questions.
See you, Bert.
Yeah, cheerio.
Bye. Poor Richard.
Yeah. Well, we must have his reasons.
Yeah, I suppose.
You want...
No, it's okay. I'll wait till Sean's finished talking to Richard.
Right.
I'm sorry I'm a bit late.
That's okay.
I expect you've heard by now about Kate.
Yeah. Mrs. Aldridge rang Mum last night.
Did she say when Kate was coming back?
No. A couple of days, she thought.
You know why I think she's gone? She just can't face knowing the results of the blood test.
Yeah, she just doesn't give a toss, more like.
No, I think she does. I think deep down she knows. I mean, something's telling her it's your baby, even though she can't admit it to herself.
Who knows?
Don't you see, Roy? That's why she's been so touchy about it. That's why we had that big row last week about the statement.
All we do know is she doesn't want me near the baby.
That might change, mightn't it?
You reckon?
Once you got your proof, when you get that letter tomorrow morning.
Yeah, suppose so.
Well, they said first class, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's no guarantee.
I'm worried. Kate...
About what?
Just nervous, you know? About the results of the blood test.
But you've been so sure up to now. I mean, after you held her in the shop, you were so positive about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I never felt anything like it. Just the weight of her, you know, waving her arms about like she was real at last. My daughter.
So why...
But that's all just emotion, isn't it? It doesn't prove anything. And now... Well, since I held her, I can't stop thinking about it. What if I'm wrong?
Wrong?
Maybe I've been kidding myself. Maybe she isn't my daughter after all.
Morning.
Hello there, George. You all right?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Hey, you've not passed Greg anywhere. You know, the Aldridge's keeper.
No, I ain't seen him this morning.
I've been trying to catch up with him for days.
Not at home, then?
No. I must have missed him already.
I'll be out round the estate somewhere, won't he?
Ah, but where? That's the trouble. I could be in for a long walk.
Ah, George!
Uh-oh, someone else is up early.
Isn't it a lovely morning? Best part of the day, I always think.
Right.
Yeah, I'd sooner be home in bed.
Oh. Oh, yes, well, I suppose you can have too much of a good thing.
Anyway, sooner I finish me round, sooner I get me breakfast. I'll see you, George.
All right, then, all
right. Bye.
Well, I suppose I'd better...
Wait, George, wait. If I could just have a quick word.
Oh?
I expect you already know. There was a public meeting last night to launch the campaign for the Millennium Wood.
Ah, Chris did mention it.
Or perhaps I should say the Aldrich Millennium Wood.
Is that what it's going to be called?
Well, I don't remember us reaching any formal decision, but that's how Jennifer referred to it in her inaugural speech as chair.
So she's chairing the committee?
Yes, she was the only person nominated. There wasn't even a vote.
Right.
I doubt if I would have got onto the committee at all if Robert hadn't nominated me.
Oh, so you're on it too?
Well, yes. As I told the meeting, the committee needs someone with experience of fundraising and organisation.
I see.
Anyway, be that as it may, it's going to mean a lot of work for all concerned, and we're going to need all the help we can get.
Well, so Chris was telling
me. Marjorie's already got her school children raising saplings, but we still need another 700.
Yes, so I've been told.
And it's not just a matter of fundraising. We'll have to choose the right species, decide how they're going to be planted, and then they'll have to be properly maintained.
Well, I understood that the Woodland Trust were going to be involved.
Well, yes, through their Woods on Your Doorstep project.
And they'll provide a lot of advice and help.
Yes, yes, but the burden of responsibility still falls on local shoulders, George.
Linda, I don't mean to be rude, but I've already been through all this with Jennifer.
What?
She asked Chris to be on the committee, but she hasn't got the time, and then she came to me.
I see.
Well, I haven't got that much time myself, but, well, I said I'd help out where I can.
Well, that's very kind.
Well, only I couldn't make the meeting last night.
No, of course. Well, it looks as if Jennifer's beaten me to it. I suppose there's no reason why she should have informed me about it.
No, oh, well...
George! George! Look out! Oh! Did you see that? Didn't even bother to slow down.
No.
It can't go on like this. Something will have to be done.
What?
Well, you know where that lorry was going?
Hmm?
Taking another load of rubble down to Grange Farm.
Well, I may be.
Someone must put a stop to it. I presume you'll be raising the matter at this week's parish council meeting.
Well, I...
You did get my letter, didn't you?
Aye, we did.
Well, you can discuss it under correspondence.
I know, but I've already looked into this tipping at Grange Farm.
You have?
And the Grundys aren't breaking any bylaws, so I'm not sure if there's much we can do about it.
That you, Mike?
Yeah.
You're back late. I should be down the shop.
Sorry about that. Got held up. Any tea going?
Yeah, over there, look.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Past the postman coming up the lane. Is there any...
Yeah, there's one here for Roy. Looks official.
Oh, right. Must be it, then.
Yeah.
So, Roy's still in bed?
Oh, no. No, he's awake. I heard him.
Oh, I'm surprised he ain't down already. If I was him...
Well, perhaps he's had a bad night.
So, are we just going to sit here and look at it?
Well, maybe I'll give him a call.
Mum?
Oh.
Oh, Mum, was that the... Oh, hi, Dad.
Morning.
There's a letter for you. Here.
Right.
Well, open it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, give him a chance.
So, what's it say, then?
You hang on, I'm just...
Roy?
Yes!
What?
Yes!
What do you mean?
Yes! It's positive. She's mine. I'm the father.
Oh, Roy!
It's my daughter.
You're quite sure?
Yeah, I mean... yeah, look.
Oh, can I see?
Look, there. Look. Never mind a jargon. Look, just see this. Roy Tucker is the true biological father.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you, love.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. I can hardly believe it.
Well, good to have it settled, anyway.
Well, I mean, I always thought you were all along.
Yeah, but I didn't know, Mum. I just felt like she was mine. I couldn't be sure, but now... I mean, this is the proof, isn't it? She's mine. See, that little baby's my daughter.
Yeah. And our granddaughter, Mike.
Yeah, I'd work that one out.
Oh, come on. It's not so bad.
Just let me get used to it, eh?
Okay, Dad. It's not exactly what you wanted.
No. If you're happy, that's fine.
Right.
And let's not get too carried away.
Yeah, all right, don't worry.
I mean, will Kate have this letter and all?
Yeah, they sent out a copy to both of us and the lawyers.
Well, she won't see it till she gets back from wherever it is.
Yeah, but she'll have to be back by Friday for the court hearing.
Well, don't forget, she's still the kid's mother, isn't she? It's not just yours.
Yeah, but don't you see? Even Kate can't argue with it now. I'm the father.
Ah, at last, there you are.
Morning, George.
Wires come loose.
I can't take a risk with a pen full of young birds.
No. Well, now I've caught up with you, I wondered if you'd had second thoughts. You know, about these beaters. For when your shoot clashes with Grey Gables.
Afraid not.
Oh, look, Greg. We've always sorted it out in the past. We'd just share out the experienced beaters between us and make up the numbers with whoever we can find.
Always a risk, isn't there? You never know who's going to turn up on the day. No, I'd sooner stick with the people I can be sure of.
That's the whole problem. There aren't enough experienced beaters to go around.
Look, this may not be how it's worked in the past, but my job is to give our guns the best sport I can. And that means hiring the best beaters.
But I'm telling you, there just aren't the men available.
Well, I'm afraid I want the best, and I'm willing to pay for it.
But we all pay the same around here. 14 quid a day. And nobody told you that.
So we'll pay more if we have to.
More? How much more?
Whatever it takes. 18, 20 quid.
20?
Like I said, I'm just doing my job.
So you want all the best beaters, even if you have to pinch them from me?
Not pinching.
Well, they're not going to turn down 20 quid a day, and you know it.
Sorry, but as far as the beaters are concerned, the home farm shoot has to come first.
I'd no idea there were 70 rules in cricket.
Me neither.
As for anyone knowing the answers, well...
Well, Bert's starting all over again with another subject.
It's all a nice, fun idea, of course, but I doubt if it's going to make a big impression on our fundraising target. So, have you got any big ideas?
I've got all these trout to clean and put in the freezer.
From your fishing lake?
Yes, we kept some back after the fishing competition.
Yes. Tell me, who won?
Well, there were two prizes, but the big one was scooped by one of our regulars, that old boy who comes out from Felpersham.
All sounds very exciting.
Yes, we had a lot of entries, and it was all a great success. I'm sure it'll do wonders for the business.
Yes, so what we need is another original and exciting idea like that for the Millennium Wood.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I think I might have the answer.
Oh?
Car boot sales. Mm? Not just one. A whole series, say, one a month until Christmas.
Oh, right.
If we charged £5 a pitch, 100 cars a time. Well, you don't seem very enthusiastic.
I thought I heard somebody outside.
I can't see anyone.
No. Must be my imagination.
Perhaps we should discuss this another time.
No, no. Car boot sales, but where would we hold them?
Up here, of course. Where else?
Here?
Well, you've got plenty of ideal sites. Dry, flat, easily accessed. Perhaps we can talk through some dates now. Oh.
Come in.
Afternoon.
Oh, George, hello.
I'm sorry to bother you. Oh, hello, Linda.
Hello again.
I just wondered if Brian was at home.
No, I'm afraid he's not.
Right.
George, did you come up past the holiday cottages?
Yes. Now, look, you see, I've been talking to Greg.
Jennifer, I think... Well, I can see you've got other things on your mind. Perhaps we can talk about this later. Tomorrow, perhaps?
Yes, yes, all right. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Well, if you could tell Brian I called in.
Hmm?
We need to talk about these beaters. See, Greg's refusing to cooperate.
Oh, yes?
It's always worked in the past. I don't know why Greg has to be so stubborn and unreasonable.
George, did you notice if Kate was home?
Eh? No, I can't say
I did.
Well,
the results of the blood tests, they're due today, and there should be a letter waiting for Kate at the cottage.
Oh, aye, of course, I'm with you, so she'll know who the father is.
Well, yes, but I can't go down and open her post while she's away.
No.
Well, I can't bear not knowing. I think I'll go mad.
See the swallows? Getting ready to fly. Nearly autumn already.
Oh, cheer up, for goodness sake.
Well, you can see my point of view. This ain't how I thought I'd become a grandfather.
Oh, just try and make the best of it for Roy's sake.
Oh, I don't know. You'd think he'd won the flaming lottery.
Well, He cares about the baby. He loves her. What's wrong with that?
Now he's got to pay maintenance for the next 20 years.
Oh, Mike!
I know it doesn't bother him.
Look, come on, make yourself useful. Take this sheet for me.
Okay. What really bothers me is he seems to think all his problems are over now. I reckon they're only just beginning.
Hello?
Oh, blimey.
Shh! Oh, Betty.
Oh, hello.
Afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry to descend on you like
this. No, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to pick Mike's brains about the Millennium Wood.
Hey?
Well, you know such a lot about forestry.
Well, no, he is a chainsaw, but...
Well, that's right. You're just the man we need.
50 years' time, maybe, but I'll be dead by then.
But you're so good with trees.
I ain't an expert.
We'll need to choose the right species to plant, and we need help with the planting.
Yeah, but...
Now, look, before we go into that, can I just say I'm really pleased about the news this morning.
What?
The test results. Well, didn't you know?
Well,
No, but they're positive. Roy's the father.
Oh, thank heavens.
So you didn't know then?
No, Kate's not back. I couldn't...
Oh, well, there you are.
So it's Roy's?
Yeah.
Not Luther's?
No.
Oh, I am so pleased. Oh, I'm really delighted.
So are we.
Yeah.
If only Kate had accepted this in the first place, it would have saved so much trouble.
I suppose she won't know till she gets back.
No, but... Oh, I'm so glad you told me. I couldn't bear the suspense.
Look, about this Millennium Wood...
Oh, don't worry about that another time.
Right. Well, I'll go and do something useful then.
Well, now we know that for sure. We must try and get them to sit down and talk over it sensibly.
Oh, I'm all for that.
I can't bear the thought of going back to court again. I'd do anything to try and avoid that.
I'm sure Roy would too. But what about Kate?
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's brilliant. Roy, I'm so glad for you.
Yeah, makes two of us.
Oh, after all those doubts and worries.
Nah, just last minute nerves.
Well, you've got to believe it now, haven't you? You're right all along. You, Daddy!
Yeah!
Oh, I was so excited when you rang last night.
Well, I tried to get hold of you sooner. But, I mean, I just had to tell somebody. And then I went out to a party in Felpersham. You know, just some mates, you know.
Celebrating?
Yeah. I'm feeling a bit fragile today, actually. And these pigs ain't helping.
Hey! Do you mind if I carry on feeding? Tommy's milking for Tony. I said I'd do this.
You want a hand?
No, you're all right. Come on,
sorry about the other night. Anyway, not just the nerves, so feeling sorry for myself.
Well, I always thought she was yours, really.
Yeah. My daughter.
Hey, get off your big sow, you.
You should have been there when I opened that letter. I had to read it twice before it sunk in, you know. Then I just sort of yelled out. Mum and Dad must have thought I'd gone bananas.
I couldn't ever believe she was Luther's. She looks so much like you.
You reckon?
Oh, of course she does. You ask anybody.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, now you mention it.
Well, didn't like to say too much until we knew for certain, really. But I'm surprised Kate couldn't see. It's so obvious.
Well, Kate only sees what she wants to.
Well, she does look like Kate too, around the eyes.
Well, anyway, the point is, Kate can't keep me away from her now. So no more of this rubbish about her not having a father. She can't stop me from seeing my daughter.
Well, I mean, you've still got a bit of a way to go, haven't you?
Yeah, maybe, but at least she'll have to start talking.
I don't want to spoil your mood.
But this is hard evidence. You can't argue with the DNA test.
Well, no, but Kate's still Kate, isn't she? And she's not going to roll over and start playing happy families.
Well, no, I'm not asking for
that. I mean, in fact, I doubt if she's going to be as impressed by this test as you think she is.
She can't say it wrong, can she?
No, but she can say so what? I don't care if he is the father.
Nah, she wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't she? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be realistic.
Yeah. Well, suppose I can't take nothing for granted. Well, not where Kate's concerned.
It's only that when I had that row with her last week, that's when it really came home to me just how desperate she is. She's not going to give up anything without a fight, you know.
Okay, if that's how she wants it.
I mean, I may just possibly be wrong.
No. Well, if she wants a fight, we'll see what happens in the court on Friday.
With this hearing?
Yeah, directions hearing.
I'm still not quite with it. What exactly will they decide?
Well, now we got the test results, they'll say that I'm legally the father. Then I can go for a contact order and give me rights to see the baby.
How soon will that be?
Depends. If Kate still won't negotiate, we'll have to go back to court. And then Usha reckons it could be a few more months.
Oh, the poor baby. All these lawyers and court cases, what's she done to deserve it?
Don't blame me for that.
No, I wasn't. I just...
No, Kate's the one who's refusing to talk, not me.
It's all so depressing, isn't it? And you looked so happy when you came here. Look what I've done to you.
Oh. Nah, it's time I came down off of cloud nine.
Roy, I am really chuffed about the test, whatever else I said.
Yeah, still a great feeling.
Yeah. Here, excuse the pig. I just want to say congratulations. Yeah, I'm coming. Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, hi. Oh, what time is it?
It's the middle of the morning, Kate.
Sorry, darling, did we wait here?
Yes, we were late back. We're sleeping in.
So you're going to ask us in?
Yeah, feel free. Is baby here? She's upstairs.
Oh, good. I'll try not to wake her.
Mind if we sit down?
If you like. So, did you have a nice time in Wales? Yes, fine. What is this? You didn't come to ask me about my trip.
No, we came to talk about the...
Kate, it's the... You haven't even opened it.
What?
Well, the letter.
We got back really late. I haven't looked at the post.
But it's from the...
Yeah, okay, I can guess what it is.
Well, I think perhaps you should open it.
You already know, don't you?
Darling, please.
Why don't you read it for yourself, Kate?
Oh, so is that why you've come, to sit here and watch me read it?
No, of course not.
I thought you'd have already seen it.
Okay.
Kate.
Okay, I'll open it.
Kate, the test was positive and Roy is the father?
Well, thanks for telling me, Mum.
Do you want to see?
No point, is there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have told you like that, but now we all know the facts.
So? Nothing's really changed, has it? She's still my baby.
But, darling...
Kate, we all agree that Roy's handled this badly. I mean, there was no need for him to bully you like that or go rushing off to his lawyers.
You're right.
And that's why we've stood by you all along. But now we do know that he's the father.
Yeah, so?
Well, you can't just ignore it, darling.
Oh, can't I?
Like it or not, this puts him in a much stronger position. So this might be the time to rethink and... try to reach some kind of agreement.
You want me to give up just because of this?
Well, now they've got the test results, the court's bound to accept Roy as the father. And almost certain to give him access rights.
So why not avoid the courts and sort it out between you?
No! Roy's not fit to be a father to any child.
Oh, Kate, that's not true. He's not so bad.
How can you say that? After all the things he's done. He's hounded me ever since I was pregnant, made my life a misery. He forced me and the baby to have a blood test. What sort of a father does that?
We're all agreed he did overreact.
Overreact?
But I think you should give him a chance.
It's not just what he's done to me. He got those thugs to attack Usha. What if he does the same thing to me or the baby?
Oh, no, I think you're being very unfair. I'm sure he'd never be violent to you.
Mum, he's not fit to be a father, and that's what I'm going to tell the courts.
But if you leave it to the lawyers, it could take months to settle.
Yes, why go through all that worry and strain?
And expense.
When you and Roy could sort it all out tomorrow.
No, you don't understand.
But it's not just us saying it. Debbie thinks so too.
Debbie?
She agrees. It's better now to start a sensible negotiation.
So, now you're all against me.
No, don't be silly, darling.
But you still don't get it, do you? None of you. You just don't understand.
But of course we do. We know it's difficult.
But they're all against me. Everyone. Roy, the courts, the lawyers.
We're still on your side.
Of course we are.
I'll never be free again. He'll follow me everywhere. He'll tell me what to do with my baby.
No, it won't be like that.
I carried her inside me. And when she was born, it was the best thing in my life. She's mine. I love her so much. They want to take that all away from me.
No, they don't. No one's going to take her.
We'll look after you both. Don't worry.
We only want what's best for you.
I wish everyone would go away and leave us alone.
But that's not going to happen, I'm afraid.
She'll still be yours. Roy would just be able to see her now and again.
No! I'm not letting him near her.
Kate, I understand why it's hard for you, why you find it so upsetting. But either you reach an agreement with Roy, or the courts will do it for you. You can't escape it.
Oh, can't I?
Please, darling. Wouldn't it be so much better to sort it out between you?
No! I don't care what happens. Roy's not coming near my baby.
That's it. Go on.
Oh, great.
There. On his feet now. I think we can leave him.
Thanks, Alistair.
Well, sorry I couldn't present you with a heifer.
Oh, live calf, healthy mum, that'll do me.
Well, she's got her first over with. Hopefully there won't be any problems next time.
I'll believe you.
Oh, I'll have to push off now. Still got a few calls to make.
Yeah, fine.
I'll just clean up and then...
Sorry, that tap's shut off. It's not working.
Oh, right. Can I nip into your back hall?
Yeah, fine.
Yes?
No, you're welcome. It's just, Shula's in the kitchen with Mum.
Ah, right.
I just thought I'd better tell you.
Right. Well, I do have another appointment. I'd rather avoid any complications.
Yeah. There's some clean water here, I think.
Yeah.
And some disinfectant.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry about things between you and Shula.
Yeah, well, so am I.
She hasn't been, I mean, she's not come round and... No, obviously not.
Well, I was a bit over the top with her last time we met. Maybe I put her off for life.
Oh?
Well, it certainly wasn't my intention. I was just trying to be completely honest with her. Not out to spare her feelings.
Ah, that's understandable.
Well, that's how this whole sad mess began, wasn't it? All those half-truths, secrets, hidden feelings.
Yeah, I guess so.
And anyway, I'm so busy, I haven't got the time to dwell on it.
All right.
Well, next call's at Hollerton. I'll have to get a move on.
Uphill work.
You're not writing us off already.
No. I'll get out there and do my best, for what it's worth.
Yeah, if we can get a decent team together.
Well, we'll have to. We can't put Dad up against the old boys.
Well, I'm still on board anyway.
Good. Duncan?
He was a bit iffy when I last saw him.
I don't know. After a dismal season like this, nobody seems to give a toss. We're rapidly heading into oblivion.
Well, on that cheerful note... Don't worry, bound to happen, wasn't it?
David?
Yeah, in here.
You mind if I make a dignified exit?
No, feel free.
David, I wondered if Pip would like to...
Yeah?
Hello, Shula.
Hello.
Pip?
Yes, would she like to come and play with Daniel?
Yeah, maybe. You better check with Ruth.
Right.
Okay, David. Any problems, let me know.
Fine. Thanks, Alistair. See you at Nets tonight.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye. You see? It's impossible. I have blown it.
Now, come on, it's not so bad.
He won't even speak to me, David.
He was in a hurry. You weren't so very chatty yourself.
No, but... he's so angry with me. And who can blame him?
Angry? Embarrassed, maybe, yeah, but...
Well, not in front of you, but...
Shula, we were talking about the whole situation just before you came in.
About us?
Yeah, and he wasn't angry about it. I mean, he seemed more sad than anything.
Sad?
That things didn't work out. You know, that it all ended up in such a mess. It's better to be honest about your feelings, that's what he said.
Honest.
Look, if you still care about him that much, if you really want him back...
Yes, I do.
But... Right, well, go for it. Go on, get after him. Win him back again.
David, what chance have I got now?
Well, you won't find out unless you try.
Oh, I don't know. Caroline says I should try and get used to it. Just get on with my life without him.
Well, all right, that's her opinion. But it's down to you in the end.
And you really think after all that's happened...
Shula, get out there and start fighting. Go on. What have you got to lose?
There you go, Mum. Ready for your next batch.
Right.
Yes, thanks, Tommy. Don't mention it.
So, you've helped with the milking, brought the milk over. Is that it for this morning?
No. He's got his driving test, remember?
Oh, yes. So what about this afternoon?
Well, he's going to start by helping me move the fence.
Look, Mum, why can't you just give it a rest? Stop going on at me.
I'm not. I only ask...
Why can't you get it into your head I'm not going back to college? Nothing you say is going to change that.
Obviously not.
Have you told Mr. Savage?
I will do.
I still think you're making a big mistake.
Look, Tommy, if we want to get to Borchester on time, you'd better go and change.
Yeah, okay.
How are you getting back?
I'm getting a lift with Hayley. Don't bother to wish me luck, will you?
Oh, yes, good luck.
I don't think he heard you. Not really the best time to tackle him about college.
It was Tommy who went for me.
Well, you weren't being very supportive.
Oh, all right. But is this really how you want him to spend his youth? Hanging round the farm, doing odd jobs?
Well, not just odd jobs.
Any casual worker could do the same.
No, no, he's hard-working, committed. He knows how to pull his weight.
Yeah, but it's hardly going to stretch him, is it? He's still so young, Tony. He ought to be learning, using his brains.
Yes, OK. I quite agree with that.
So why...
He needs to stretch his mind. But it doesn't have to be A-levels. There are other alternatives, aren't there?
Such as?
Well, he could get himself a farming qualification. Go to agricultural college. Well, why not?
But what exactly would...
He can do a day release course at the Borsetshire College. 4 days on a farm and one at college. And he gets an NVQ along the way.
NVQ?
Yeah, all right. So it's not an honours degree in philosophy or whatever. But it might suit Tommy a lot better.
Yes, but...
Yes?
Well, for a start, aren't you supposed to do your practical somewhere else, not on your own farm?
Well, yeah. But they might bend the rules for Tommy.
Why should they make an exception just for him?
Because, well, special circumstances. Because of what happened to John.
You can't be sure of that.
No, I rang the college this morning. They said they'd certainly be willing to consider it.
You've already rung them?
Yeah, I thought I'd better get my facts right. They're going to send us all the course details.
So, does Tommy know about this?
No. Wanted to talk it through with you first. So, what do you think?
Well, if he's chucked in his A-levels, what makes you think he'd want to start a course somewhere else?
We won't know till we ask, will we?
What's this? Visitors?
Hello, Bert.
Oh, whole blooming troop of them. Where did they all come from?
It's an over-60s lot from Gloucester, I think.
Oh, I should think the vicar's got better things to do than show them around.
Well, he wrote and asked specially. Made an appointment.
Oh, and there's your dad trying to do a bit of practice.
Oh, I don't suppose they'll bother him.
Well, he don't look too happy.
Bert, you can only see the back of his head.
Well, it's lucky I didn't come in here for a bit of quiet contemplation.
Well, I just came to put up the flower rota. How about you?
No, I've been working on a new quiz for the Millennium Wood Fund.
A new one? Oh, yes.
Some people thought the first one was too difficult.
Yes, Janet did tell me the rules of...
Rules of cricket.
Well, trouble is, not everyone's such an expert. I'm certainly not.
Pity, though. I spent all weekend thinking up those questions.
So what's the new one about?
Motor cars.
Oh. Oh, well, that sounds...
Everyone knows about motor cars, don't they?
Well, if it's anything mechanical...
No, no, it's perfectly simple. The answer to each question is the make of motor car.
Really?
Yeah, you listen. The number that comes after 3, the letter that comes after C. Well,
I have made rather a study of something, you
know. Go on, it's simple. 4 plus D, Ford.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hello. Hello, Bert.
Ah, afternoon, Vicar. Finished your guided tour?
Not quite. Can either of you remind me, what's the exact date of the nave windows?
Ooh.
Late 14th century.
That's what I thought, but...
Why?
One of our visitors fancies himself as a bit of an expert on church architecture. Keeps contradicting me.
Oh, I see.
A bit of a know-all, is he?
Well, yes, to put it bluntly.
You know how I feel about encouraging visitors.
I'm afraid you and I'll have to agree to differ on that,
Well,
Bert.
Well, no, you see what happens.
Well, it's no problem, really. Just a bit awkward.
Well, I would stay and show them round myself.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm on my way to the stables. I've got some business to talk through with Auntie Chris.
There, look, they're all crowding round Mr. Archer.
I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Well, I would if I was him. He'd have put me right off.
Well...
There, he's at the stop.
Well, I'd better be on my way.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
Cheerio. So, these visitors, they shouldn't go interrupting Mr. Archer.
That's the one who's been asking the questions, with the moustache.
So,
I thought I knew the church pretty well. Not as well as your Shula, of course.
It takes time to get to know it all.
Well, at least I can tell our expert that the nave windows definitely aren't early 15th century.
Is that what he said?
He was quite insistent. I'm not sure where he got his facts from.
15th century. They're late 14th.
But...
It's all right. You leave this to me.
You want a hand?
Eh? Oh, hiya.
You ought to be careful, lifting batteries at your age.
Yes, okay, yeah. So, how'd you get on?
What?
Your driving test.
Oh, yeah. I passed.
Hey, that's great. First time. Good on you.
Nothing to it, really.
Well, I'm glad all that practising was worth it.
Yeah, thanks for helping me out, Dad. All I need now is a car.
Oh, yeah.
Still, I can always borrow yours, can't I?
We'll see about that.
I see you've moved the fence already.
Yeah. The battery was almost flat. I had to bring out the spare.
Hello? You're back?
Hi, Mum.
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
Oh, tell her, Tommy.
I passed.
Oh, that's...
No need to sound so surprised.
Yeah, pretty good, eh? First time.
Yeah, it's marvellous. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Tommy, I'm really pleased. I'm glad we shan't have to go through it all over again.
Yeah, right. I'll go back in and get changed.
OK.
Tony, what about...
Oh, yes. Tommy, hang on. There's something we'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we thought we'd leave it until after your test, but now that's over with, well, we ought to start thinking about your future.
I'm not going back to college.
So you keep telling
us. Yeah, OK. Let's say you don't. So, what are you going to do?
Well, stay here and work on the farm.
Well, just that. Nothing else.
That's all I want to do.
It's not enough, Tommy. You've got a head on your shoulders. You've got a mind. You can't just let it go to rot.
Mum, A-levels are just a waste of time.
Yeah, all right. But we're not talking about A-levels.
Huh?
No. There is an alternative. Go to agricultural college instead.
What for?
Do a day release course at the Borsetshire College. You'd get an MVQ.
Yeah, but...
You'd learn a lot about farming. More than I can teach you. And you'd end up with some decent qualifications.
Well, I don't know.
No, it's not just me. We both think it's a good compromise.
Well, maybe.
You'd be a late entry, of course. But they've still got places. You'd do 4 days here and one at college. That's not too bad, is it?
Well, no, but...
So, what do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Better than A-levels anyway.
Right.
Depends what you mean by better.
Better for me, okay?
Yes, all right.
So, why don't we go and look at the place? No harm in that, surely.
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Hello. They're not still here.
Oh, they've done the church. Now Bert's giving them a guided tour of the churchyard.
Bert?
Shh. Oh, sorry. I'm just a bit surprised.
I know. Who'd have thought it? He spent the whole of his lunchtime showing them around. Getting on like a house on fire.
Why the sudden U-turn? He's been so dead against the whole idea.
Well, Bert can never resist an audience.
Still, who's complaining?
Oh, not me.
Right then. It's nearly 2 o'clock.
Hello, Bert.
Ah, you back again already?
Yes, they seen all they wanted?
Oh, you reckon so? I'll have to leave it with you now.
Right, well, thank you, Bert. So, how did you find our visitors?
Oh, very nice people, very polite. Listened to everything I told them.
Oh, and did you manage to answer all their questions?
Oh, they didn't catch me out.
Good.
It was nice to talk to people who were so interested in the church.
Yes.
In fact, they seemed more interested in what I had to say than some of our own parishioners.
Well, we've got another group coming. I don't know if you'd be free to show them round.
Oh, you just tell me when. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, I will.
Yeah, it's very nice of you to give up your time.
Well, if people are going to come, we ought to make them feel welcome.
Right.
Oh, I nearly forgot what I come for. The quiz sheet.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry about the cricket.
Never mind. I've done a new lot. These are all about cars.
Cars.
Yeah, oh, you've already tried one out on Shula.
Yes, it was very clever.
Yeah, how about this one? Here's the next one off the blocks. A cardinal and a pair of socks.
Let's see.
Go on, it's easy.
Sorry, Bert, I think you'll have to help us.
Woolsey. See? Cardinal Woolsey.
And
the socks.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it now. That's very good, Bert.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it with you then. You want to get some copies made?
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah, OK then. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, are there really 70 different makes of cars?
Poor Bert.
When he suggested a quiz, I didn't quite realise what I was letting myself in for.
A cardinal and a pair of socks.
Dear, we shouldn't laugh. Look at this. He must have worked so hard.
Anyway, I'd better get back to the stables.
Oh, I thought you'd been already.
Yes, I did. But Auntie Chris was out, so I wandered out to the yard and almost bumped straight into Alistair. I can't seem to go anywhere. Exactly the same thing happened yesterday at Brookfield.
Does it matter?
Well, it was fine, really. He was busy with a horse, but I didn't want to... Well, I came back down here.
I see. All right, I know what you're thinking. I've already told you what I think, for what it's worth.
And you're absolutely right. David said more or less the same thing. Stop feeling guilty and get out there and fight for him.
Not quite so easy.
No, because I do feel guilty. I can hardly look him in the eye, let alone start a conversation. And I can't expect him to be around forever.
So you just have to rebuild your self-confidence.
Yes. But by the time I do that, it'll probably be too late.
You needn't worry. I'm pretty sure it's only streptococcul. Simple mastitis. Not the more serious form.
Oh, that's nice to know. She's one of my best milkers.
Yeah, it should clear up, OK. I'll leave you some more antibiotics.
It's all very much.
And I'm sure I don't need to remind you about the importance of hygiene and careful management.
Oh, right. I'll remind Dad myself when it's his turn for milking.
Right. Here we are. What the...
Whoops, don't break a leg.
What is all this?
Oh, the bits from Clary's old bike.
Oh, yes. Well, when you say old...
Don't ask me. It's been in the shed for years. I'm fixing it up for her.
Well, she going to take up cycling?
Oh, it's for this sponsored bike ride to raise money for the church.
Oh, right. Well, she won't get far in it like that.
Don't worry. I'll put it all back together, soon be as good as new.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Morning, Brian.
What brings you down here? Nothing serious, I hope.
Well...
Just some dodgy-looking mastitis. What about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'll come to that.
Any more problems, Eddie, give me a call.
Yeah, OK, then. Cheerio.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
So, what do I owe the honour?
Oh, come on, I think you know the answer to that. So no-one's complained to you about these lorry loads of rubble trundling through the village?
Complain? Why should they complain?
Or about the scar on the landscape you're busy creating?
The scar?
That quarter-mile-long heap of builder's rubble down to the river.
Oh, that ain't a scar. We're just improving the track.
Improving?
Oh, you know, it bogs down in the winter. This'll put a stop to that.
Eddie, you could have solved that problem with a few loads of proper roadstone.
Yeah, but we'd have to pay for that, wouldn't we? This stuff is free.
Perhaps.
Not only free, they're paying us to dump it.
Paying you?
You heard. Because of the new regulations.
All right, let's hear it.
The haulers have to pay a tax now to use a regular landfill site. £2 a tonne, plus the usual site charge. So it's cheaper for them to pay us to dump it here.
Pay you how much?
Enough to make it worth me while.
I see.
All 100% legal and hunky-dory. And we're not breaking our tenancy agreement.
No, I realise...
So let that. Them complain. Why should I care?
Well, they've been complaining to me, and I do care.
Well, I can't help that. No one can stop us.
So how many more loads have you got to come?
Oh, hard to say. Quite a few more yet.
But you nearly reached the end of the track.
This is just the first layer, like. When they've covered it once, they'll start at the beginning and cover it again.
So you'll end up with some giant's causeway?
No, just a decent track that won't bog down in the winter.
Well, if you're determined to carry on, then the least you can do is cover it all with some decent hardcore when you're finished.
What for?
Make it look a bit tidier. So people have no reason to complain to me about it.
I told you we can't afford to pay for hardcore. Not with the rent you charge us.
I see.
Unless, sir, you want to buy it for us.
I think not, Eddie. Anyway, I haven't time to argue about it now.
Ah, right. Mustn't be late for your court case, eh?
Well, it looks as though I'm going to be. So I've got to meet you with my partners first.
You better go, then.
Just don't push your luck too far, Eddie.
Yeah, and I might say the same to you and all.
Me?
What about these car boot sales you're having up at Home Farm?
What?
Oh, dear. What is it about these places?
Makes me feel like a criminal.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mum.
I'm sorry, darling.
It's a family court, not the Old Bailey.
It's all right.
You didn't have to come.
I wanted to.
I'd have been fine on my own.
But you need someone here to support you, your family. Sorry your father couldn't be here too.
Yeah.
He did say he'd join us straight after his meeting then.
Well, our case is due to be heard in 15 minutes.
Yes. What's happened to your lawyer? Still talking to Usha, I suppose.
Yeah, both wasting their time.
Kate, do remember that the whole point of this hearing is to try and reach an agreement.
Not for sure.
Darling, it's still not too late.
For what?
Well, you could call your lawyer back and say you've changed your mind and you want to settle this out of court.
Mum!
Well, you needn't talk to Roy yourself. Your lawyer could go back to Usha and then we could all go home.
Mum, I'm not giving up before it's even started.
But wouldn't it be so much easier?
No! It's Roy who's dragged us down here. If he wants a fight, he's getting one.
Hi. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, so what's the score?
Not good, I'm afraid. Basically, Kate's told her lawyer she's not going to budge an inch.
Yeah, well, can't say I'm surprised.
She's not even prepared to negotiate through him, let alone talk to you face to face.
Well, thanks for trying, anyway.
Well, as I said before, a lot of dealing goes on in the corridor. It's usually in everyone's interest to settle things out of court.
Not where Kate's concerned.
She does seem very determined.
So, what happens now? We just wait our turn, do we?
They should call us fairly soon. Hopefully it shouldn't take long once we're in there.
Yeah.
The judge will confirm your paternity order and then you'll be the baby's legal father.
Yeah. I still hoped it wouldn't come to this. Me and Kate back here again, facing each other across a courtroom.
Not a very pleasant situation, I know.
I suppose in your job you get used to it.
Perhaps. I still don't enjoy it.
Doesn't it make you cynical, though? Seeing what people can do to one another.
Well, realistic, I suppose.
See, I mean, me and Kate, we weren't ever, like, the perfect couple. But we had something going once. You know, I liked her. In fact, I really loved her. Now look at us.
Well, let's say nothing people do to each other surprises me anymore. If that's what you mean by being cynical. But you don't need to be a lawyer to learn that.
Hold on tight to me, there's a good boy.
I am.
Hey, watch it! Find out the way!
Oh, Eddie!
Afternoon.
Eddie, that was very nearly a nasty accident.
Yeah, still got a slight problem with the brakes, you know. Someone thinks it's all a big joke, eh, Daniel?
You look funny.
Hey, cheeky.
I think it's the bike he's laughing at.
Yeah, a real vintage model.
Where on earth did you find it?
Oh, it's Clary's.
I didn't know she had one.
I've been in the shed for years. Just been fixing it for this sponsored ride.
Oh, right.
Not quite as new as yours, but...
No, I bought this a few years ago. I've hardly used it.
I've got this seat.
Oh, your own little seat, eh? Very smart. Proper job.
Yeah, it's just been fitted. We were going to try it out.
Oh, so we're... You're both going on the ride?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we are.
Oh. Well, don't ask me to sponsor you. I'm already doing Clary.
Fair enough.
Too many people on the scringe already. Church bells and this or millennium wood.
It's called fundraising, Eddie.
Yeah, whatever. I've had Linda Snell wanting advice for these car boot sales she's having.
Is she?
Yeah. Up at Home Farm, would you believe?
First I've heard.
Blooming marvellous, isn't it? Oh, when I have a few sales, I'll get clobbered for breaching me tenancy. Naming landlords at it.
Well, it's nothing to do with me. I'm not on that committee. I don't think.
Yeah, all these blooming committees.
Yeah, I get a bit confused myself.
Soon I'll need a committee to organise the committees.
There's Alistair.
What? Oh.
Well, better get back and adjust me brakes.
Yes, take care, won't you?
Right there. Off we go.
Hello, Alistair.
Well, hello.
Hello. We're just going for a...
I've got a new bike set.
You're a lucky boy, aren't you?
We're going on a sponsored ride.
Are you now?
Yes, it's for the...
Historic churches?
Yes.
Are you coming too?
Me? Well, no, I haven't got a bike.
Pip's got a bike, you could borrow it.
Borrow Pip's? Well...
I think it's a bit too small, darling.
And pink's not really my colour. Nice idea, though, Daniel.
Well, if you did want to come, David's still got his old one somewhere.
David's?
I'm sure you could borrow that.
Well,
Yes, yes. We can have a race.
A race? No, I don't think I'd be able to keep up with you.
Right. It was just a thought.
Oh, bye then, Daniel. Have a nice ride.
Bye-bye. Oh. What's the matter, Mummy?
Hello, darling. How'd it go?
Oh, Brian.
I'm sorry I didn't make it. The meeting dragged on longer than I'd hoped.
Well, it's over now.
Where's Kate?
Oh, she's in the loo.
So what happened? Did they reach any kind of agreement?
Well, I've tried my best. I've kept telling her it would be so much better to sort it out now, so we don't have to go through this ghastly court business yet again.
No joy, then?
Well, it's hopeless. She wouldn't even look at Roy throughout the hearing, and she just behaved as if he wasn't even there. It was awful.
What about the judge?
Well, he confirmed Roy's paternity order, of course.
Right.
And he was very reasonable. He kept emphasising how important it was to try and settle things out of court.
Kate's still not buying it.
It doesn't seem to have made the slightest difference. So now they're going to set a date for another hearing.
And in the meantime?
Oh, the judge has asked for a court welfare report. I'm not sure how long that's going to take.
Oh, God.
And all I want to do now is go home.
Well, perhaps I'll have a word with Kate.
Well, not right now, darling.
And don't worry, I'll wait till she comes out of the loo, Jenny. Oh, and darling, while I think of it, what's all this about car boot sales?
Oh, just some idea of Linda's.
Yeah, but Eddie seems to think she's planning to have them on the farm.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, it was only a suggestion.
Well, Eddie seemed quite sure about it. Says Linda's been down to ask his advice.
Well, they would raise a lot of money for our fund.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, look, here she comes.
Hi, Dad.
Hello. Oh, sorry I missed the hearing.
Oh, you didn't miss much. Let's go then, shall we?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Is your lawyer still here?
Why?
Well, there's no hurry. Why don't we all go and have a word with him now?
What for?
Well, I'm paying him enough. Might as well get the benefit of his advice. See if he thinks you can reach a sensible compromise.
Dad, no, I'm not interested.
Darling, you know what the judge said. It's much better for everyone if we can settle this out of court.
Yeah, better for Roy.
No, the whole point of a compromise is that it suits both parties.
Dad, for the last time, I'm not making any compromises. The courts can say what they like, but I'm not about to start helping them.
All right, well, perhaps this isn't the best time or place to discuss it.
Oh, come on, Mum, let's go.
But we'll have to talk about it later.
Yeah.
Well, we've done our best. I don't think there's any more we can achieve today.
I told you, didn't I?
We can but try. You've got your paternity order anyway.
You're pretty meaningless, though, isn't it? I'm still not allowed to see my daughter.
Yet.
Where's the justice in that?
Be patient. There's every chance that the welfare report will come down on our side.
So then it's all down to the final hearing, what, 10-12 weeks' time?
If it goes that far.
And I still can't see my daughter.
But it may not even come to that. The pressure's still on both of you to settle out of court.
Oh, come on. You saw Kate in there. She just totally throws me out. She's not going to settle anything.
I wouldn't pay too much attention to her body language.
No, it's not just that. I know her.
Look, let her go away and think about it. She's not stupid. She knows the judge is almost certain to grant you a contact order in the end.
You think that's going to make any difference?
Yes, it might. There's always a chance that she'll come back and start negotiating.
I don't think so, Usha. I really don't.